I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter number 13. Genesis chapter number 13. Once you arrive there, turn to verse number 10. Genesis chapter 13, verse number 10. It says, Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan that was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves from the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, if you'll look back at me, the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah has been told over and over and over again. Notice Lot and Abraham, what was happening is their herds had grown, their herdsmen were not getting along. They had been unified, you might say, in a business venture, but because their workers weren't getting along, Uncle Abraham said to Lot, "We need to separate, and you need to go one direction, and I'll go another. You pick which way you want to go, and then I'll just take whatever's left over." The Bible says that there was a wilderness-looking area, and then there was the well-watered plains of this area called Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot looked at that kind of dry, barren land, and he said, "That wouldn't be good for my herds, and so I don't want that." He said, "I think I'll take the well-watered plain of Sodom and Gomorrah." Now, first of all, let me tell you this. Lot was stingy. Lot was stingy. Here, his uncle had helped him in business, and really, his uncle had helped him to become successful, and now he's given a chance to pick an area of land. And Lot later on in life, I'm sure that stinginess cost him so much, he would have wished later in life he wouldn't have taken the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. If you know the story, you know why. But the Bible says that Uncle Abraham said, "Lot, you pick what you want, and I'll take what's ever left over." And that's how it happened. Lot said, "You give me the good stuff over here. You give me this high quality land, and Uncle Abraham, I'll give you whatever's left over. You just take that dry, barren land." And the Bible says then that Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah. Means, in other words, he put the opening of his tent toward that city because that's where he was going. Now, let me tell you something. It almost seems as if America has pitched their tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah because that's where we seem to be going. The Bible says in Genesis 13:13, "But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly." Of course, the city was full of what we call Sodomites, and I'll explain that a little bit more here in a moment. In this day and age, they would be we would call them homosexuals, if you will, and that's where Lot and his family ends up going. The story is terrible. Lot's family gets all messed up in the city, and you've got these Sodomites everywhere, and the immorality, and the idolatry, and the fornication, and the adultery, and the whole city, just a lewd, sinful mess. Eventually, Lot tries to escape the city, and it messes up his family terribly, and his wife ends up turning into a pillar of salt because she was so attached to the sinful lifestyle as they're escaping. And most have heard the story. I'm not going to go into it any deeper than that, but I do want to remind you this. The term sodomy, which is equal to what we would call homosexuality, the term sodomy is kind of originated here because of the misbehavior that was taking place in the city of Sodom. These were like twin cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. They've gone down historically as cities that were full of homosexuals. I want to say this, though, about Sodom. Folks, Sodom had no Bible. Now, if you know what happened, the Bible teaches that God sent fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed those cities because of their moral perverseness. They were so perverted that God said, "I'm going to destroy those cities." God's got to be pretty upset to send fire and brimstone from heaven to destroy cities. Why did he destroy it? Because of their immorality, and especially this immorality of sodomy or homosexuality. But I've got to remind you, Sodom had no Bible. America does. Sodom had no fundamental Baptist churches, where the pastor stood up and called sin, sin. In Sodom, they did not have a Bible. In Sodom, they didn't have a good old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, fearing nothing kind of a Baptist church. In Sodom, they didn't have evangelistic teams like we have, sending people out all over a four-state area, winning people to Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. They didn't have all of those opportunities, and God still destroyed the city. Now, I know something about God. God is a merciful God. God is a patient God. God is a loving God. God is a just God. But I've got news for you. God looked down and he said, that is such a wicked, vile place. He destroyed it. Now, you've got to understand something. If they didn't have all the opportunities that we have to be right with God, don't you think that we're running off of some borrowed mercy here in America, with sodomy becoming as strong as what it is in this country, and God has not sent fire and brimstone yet? Sodom had no Bible. We do. What is sodomy? Some would use the word gay. I don't really like that, because the word gay used to mean happy or jovial. They've stolen a good word and tainted its meaning. Some call it homosexuality, yet others call it an alternative lifestyle. Sodomy is a man having a physical relationship with a man. And I'll try to be guarded in my wording as much as I can, parents. I'm going to preach on the sin tonight, but I'm going to be careful as I know how. But sodomy is a man having a physical relationship with a man. Sodomy is a woman having a physical relationship with a woman. According to the scripture, it is a form of fornication. Obviously, could be involved in the sin of adultery. Now, someone who is a bisexual is someone that has a physical relationship with a man or a woman, meaning they're involved intimately with both. There was a poll taken in 2007 that showed that 57% of Americans believe that homosexuality should be legal in America. Now, just so you know, you're looking at a pastor that believes it should be illegal. It should be illegal. The Center for Disease Control warns that men who have intimate relationships with men can result in rapid, extensive transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. In other words, the illnesses and the diseases are far, far, far more complex and quicker spreading among sodomites. Medical studies show, and other evidences indicate, that individuals who engage in homosexual behavior experience dramatically higher risk of domestic violence, mental illness, substance abuse, life-threatening diseases, multiple partners, and premature death by up to 20 years. Get this. College-age men who engage in homosexual behavior are at risk of dying up to 20 years younger than other men, according to Oxford University's International Journal. And this is what they said. Life expectancy at age 20 years for gay and bisexual men is 8 to 20 years less than for all men. Nearly half of gay and bisexual men currently aged 20 will not reach their 65th birthday. In other words, you die early from being a sodomite. You die early. The probability of violence occurring in a gay couple is mathematically double the probability of that in a heterosexual couple. And that comes from the National Gay and Lesbian Domestic Violence Network newsletter. The Journal of the American Medical Association reports that people with same-sex behavior are at greater risk for psychiatric disorders, including being bipolar, obsessive-compulsive, anxiety disorders, major depression, and substance abuse. The Medical Institute of Sexual Health reports homosexual men are at significantly increased risk for HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, cancer in the private areas, gonorrhea, infections as a result of their practices. Women who are intimate with women are at an increased risk for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and a higher risk than the heterosexual women. Get this, when I found this material, I was just a little bit shocked. In the public schools, clubs for homosexuals have become more common in the United States of America. More than 600 gay and lesbian clubs meet at high schools, up from a few less than 100 in 1998. The extracurricular clubs are permissible under the state federal laws allowing Bible clubs to meet at schools. The Equal Access Act, supported by many religious groups, says that public schools that allow clubs to meet in their facilities cannot discriminate on the basis of what is discussed. And that comes from the USA Today. You say, well, nothing like that goes on around here. All you have to do is go to the West Coast. You can find things that you would never dream going on out there. But it's happening. You go to your bigger cities, and what is it? The Equal Access Act makes it so that a extracurricular club can meet and use the school facility. You could go and have a Bible club at a school. But they said if you're going to have a Bible club, we can have our homosexual clubs for young people as well. Many school boards oppose the gay clubs, but relent when threatened by lawsuits from gay teens and civil rights groups. School boards in Aurora, California, Greenville, South Carolina, Manchester, New Hampshire backed down when suits became threats. A Salt Lake City school district forbade all extracurricular clubs from meeting at the school rather than letting a gay club meet. Now, I want to talk to you some. I want to show you that we're going to look at some Bible verses, and I want us to learn something here. The Bible says that sodomy is an abomination. It's an abomination. Take your Bible and turn to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. The third book of the Old Testament. Turn quickly. Leviticus chapter 18, verse number 22. Here the Bible tells us that sodomy is an abomination. Leviticus 18:22 says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." Here, the Bible is saying that sodomy, what they deem homosexuality, that alternative lifestyle, it is an abomination. Now, let me read a couple other verses to you. Leviticus 18:26, just a few verses down. "Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation." Now, it's referring back to the abomination of mankind lying with mankind, or womankind laying with womankind. Now, an abomination is something that God hates intensely. That's what abomination is. An abomination is something that hurts God deeply. That word abomination, it's sin, but it's intense. It's more powerful. It's harder. It's deeper. It's more hurtful. An abomination is something that troubles God heavily. Again, let me read to you. Deuteronomy 23, verse 17 and 18 says, "There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore, or the price of a dog, into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow. For even both these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." This isn't just an opinion of certain kinds of people in our country. It is what God deems an abomination. People say, well, that's just your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. It's God. It's what God says. It's what God says. And God said sodomy, homosexuality, is an abomination. Now, to some of you, you say, well, so what's the big deal? Well, I can guarantee you there are churches all across this country that would not dare stand and teach what I'm teaching tonight. But the Bible teaches it's sin. It always has been. It always will be. But sodomy is an abomination. Secondly, God did not create people to be an abomination to Him. God didn't create the human race and create them to be an abomination to Him. When God created man, He created him in His own image. I want you to listen very carefully to what I say. When God created man, He created man in His own image. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Sodomites are made, they're not born. Sodomites are made, they are not born. You're not born a Sodomite. For one to be born a Sodomite means God created them to be an abomination against Himself. Somebody say, well, I was born a Sodomite. Well, God said sodomy is an abomination, which would mean that you were born an abomination toward God. God did not create Sodomites. That's not how it works. Hey, to say man is born a Sodomite and to know that God was created, or man was created in God's image, is that to say that God's a Sodomite? If man was created in the image of God, and they say they as men were created Sodomites, what are they saying about your God? How vile an accusation. And I oppose it, diametrically oppose it. God is not a Sodomite. You say that's strong. I know it's strong. But when they go around saying that I was born this way, if man was created in the image of God, what are they saying about God? And so, sodomy is an abomination. Secondly, God did not create people to be an abomination to Him. Thirdly, becoming a Sodomite is a process. According to Romans chapter 1. Becoming a Sodomite is a process. According to Romans chapter 1. I want you to take your Bible now and turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. When you arrive at Romans chapter 1, I want you to turn to verse number 21. Romans 1, we're going to go to verse number 21. Romans 1, verse number 21. We're about to read what God says. There's description. There's something happening here. It has to do with sodomy. It says in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now, there is a progression that is taking place here. And this progression starts out in verse number 21, and by the time you get to verse number 27, you're a Sodomite. What took place is these people and their behavior was bad, and they just kept adding to it and adding to it and adding to it and adding to it. And by the time you get to verse number 27, God said, you've got men sleeping with men and women sleeping with women. And God said, I just toss my hands in the sky. I don't know what to do with the mess. Let me show you. Verse 21, they knew God. See, they knew of God. In verse 21, but they glorified Him not as God. They knew of God, but they would not accept Him for what He was. Yeah, there are people that know about Jesus, but do not accept Him as Savior. So here's somebody that's made a rejection of God. Maybe that rejection is what God expects out of them and their body, and what God expects out of them and their behavior. But we see here the start of the progression. There's a rejection of the God of good. Verse 21, neither were they thankful. Look at me. You want to know something that is a step toward becoming a Sodomite? Being ungrateful. being unthankful for what God does for you. You young people, you're unthankful to your mama for putting food on the table, and you're unthankful to your daddy for getting you clothes and putting you in the Christian school. You say, well, what's the big deal? Well, that's one of the very first steps that leads to sodomy. And if you would check with some of those that are rebels that ended up in a sodomite lifestyle, I'll promise you, you can trace it back, and moms and dads will tell you they were ungrateful, they were not thankful, they did not express appreciation for the good things that were given to them. We go on, verse 21, it says, but became vain. So here you have somebody that knew about God but would not accept Him. They were unthankful people. They become vain, self-centered, or conceited, verse 21, in their imaginations. There's the misuse of the imagination. Wanting what's best for themselves. Wanting what would thrill them in their imagination. We go on in verse 21. Their foolish hearts. They began to act like fools. Now, really, a fool is a rejecter. A fool is somebody that rejects things. Verse 21, it uses the word darkened. Well, darkened, that's the opposite of light. Jesus is the light. So here we see someone that knew of God but would not accept Him as God. They were ungrateful for the things that had been given to them. They were self-centered and conceited. They misused their imagination and their mind. They were rejectors. They were living in darkness rather than the light of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in verse number 22, they were proud and foolish. In verse 23, they misrepresent the glory of God. In verse 24, it says, God also gave them up to uncleanness. Here are people that are dirty-minded and dirty morally. Verse 24, it talks about through the lust. There's that lust that causes so much grief in life. Verse 24, it says, they began to dishonor their own body. Then it says in verse 25, they changed the truth of God. What truth? Do you know that sodomites will argue about the fact that God created them to be sodomites? That's not the truth of God. Truth of God is men were created to be with women, and women were created to be with men to perpetuate the race. It never was supposed to be Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. They'll begin to argue that with you as if they know something about God that we don't know, that they are closer to God and they have an acceptance from God that we don't know anything about. Now God may, hey, look, God loves people, but God hates sin. God hates sin. It says in verse number 25 that they had changed the truth of God into a lie. They're liars. It says in verse 25, they worship the creature more than the Creator. Now let me tell you something. God didn't create sodomites. It is a process of sin. Do you see it? They take a step and then another step and then another step, and before long they're out of control. Their lust is out of control and they're living in a vile way. I'll remind you again. Becoming a sodomite is a process according to Romans chapter 1. They are either self-made or made by other sinful people. A sodomite is either self-made or made by other sinful people, but I will say it again, they're not made by God. Number four, sodomy is wicked and considered by God a grievous sin. We read it earlier, Genesis 13:13, where the Bible tells us sodomy is wicked. It uses that word. It says in Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Listen to those words. Wicked. Sinners. Exceedingly. That word exceedingly would be a part of the definition of abomination. There are sins, and there's those sins that are an abomination. They're exceedingly vile. They're terrible, terrible, terrible. Emphasized by God. Sodomy sin. Genesis 18:20 says, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Now, you have to understand, those of you that know the Bible and read the Bible, God uses the word sin. God uses it. God even uses the word faults. If a man be overtaken by a fault. God's got different ways of describing sin. But let me tell you something. When He calls it very grievous and when He calls it exceeding, it must be really bad. And it is. Sodomy is wicked and it's considered by God as a grievous sin. It's not a sickness, by the way. It's a sin. It's not a sickness. Just like alcoholism. We have given alcoholism a name as if it's a sickness, but God said it's a sin. It's a sin. Now, it may make your body sick, but God said it's a sin. It's not acceptable to God. It's sin. So, we said this. We said, number one, sodomy is an abomination. Number two, God did not create people to be an abomination to Him. Number three, becoming a sodomite is a process according to Romans chapter 1. Number four, sodomy is wicked and considered a grievous sin. Number five, sodomy makes God angry. Take your Bible, and I want you to turn to Deuteronomy 29. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Book number 5. Book number 5 of the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter number 29. Deuteronomy 29. Once you arrive there, find verse number 23. Deuteronomy 29, 23. Deuteronomy 29, 23. Deuteronomy 29, 23. I said sodomy makes God angry. It says, Deuteronomy 29:23, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admon and Zibeon, which the Lord overthrew in His anger and in His wrath. Two other cities that God overthrew, much like Sodom and Gomorrah. And notice it says He overthrew them in His anger and in His wrath. Now, I want to point something out to you. God uses the term anger, then He turns around and uses the word wrath. Those words are very, very much alike. There's not a lot of difference in the two words. So what's God basically saying? He's saying, I overthrew that in My anger. I'm telling you, My anger. He's saying, I overthrew that city in My wrath. I mean, My wrath. He's emphasizing it. Means God's double dog mad. At what? He's talking about the overthrow of four different cities that were guilty of sodomy. God was angry about it. You may have heard it said, God will probably have to render an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah, or God will have to discipline and punish America. Why should we get away with something that Sodom and Gomorrah could not? But it makes Him angry. Number 7, sodomy will cause people not to get saved. Let me read a verse to you, a couple verses. Sodomy will cause people to not get saved. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but not deceivers, nor fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I believe the Bible teaches once you get saved, you're always saved. But let me tell you this. There are some people here that will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I'll tell you why. They won't get saved. They'll be so deep in their sin. There's so many that already reject God and they lie to themselves about what God wants for them. This deep, wicked sin causes people to reject Christ as Savior. I know of one time, I've been a soul winner since I was 16 years of age. That's 33 years now. I have been a soul winner, and one time in my 33 years have I won a sodomite to Christ. They always reject Christ. They always turn me off. They will not listen. Now, your record might be a little higher than mine. But let me tell you, I have compassion. I try to win them to Jesus Christ. They are so deep in their sin. They are so far removed from the Holy Spirit being able to speak to their heart. And I would expect just about everybody in here that's ever been sowing came up against sodomite, you'd find out the same thing. They're almost arrogant, flippant, and push you away. They don't want anything to do with it. Why? They are so deep in their sin, the Holy Spirit of God has a hard time getting through to them. And God wants them saved. God wants them saved. You say, well, I just want them dead. God wants them saved, and God wants them to live forever. But the devil has such a grip on them. The participant in sodomy becomes very hard with hatred and rejection of the truth. They're so self-centered. They lie to themselves, and they deceive themselves right into hell. So sodomy causes a lot of people not to get saved. Number 7, Sodomy violates nature. Sodomy violates nature. We read it earlier. Turn your Bible, and this is the last verse we'll turn to. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. We have two or three points here yet, but I want you to turn to this one. Romans chapter 1. Sodomy violates nature. Sodomy violates nature. Romans chapter 1, verse number 26 and 27 says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another." Now, you see there, it says the women did change their natural use. What's a natural use? A man was created for a woman and a woman for a man. It says the men, leaving their natural use. It uses those words, against nature. You say, what does that mean? Well, God created man and woman. There was a natural union that was to take place. You don't see queer bulls. You won't see two roosters doing the queer thing. Why? It's not natural. It's not created by nature. Now, the word there, unseemly, I really believe that virtually means to us socially not acceptable. It's unseemly, meaning even the lost, the unsaved, carnal man rejects this practice. And let me tell you something, folks, it's sad. You know, you can now go to the different denominations of churches across this country, and they are now ordaining homosexuals into the ministry. They're accepting it. Well, it's not acceptable with me. It's sad, but 100 years ago in America, lost man rejected what people that claim to be saved are now accepting. What's the church coming to? We're so worried about being politically correct, we have ceased to be biblically correct. God's the one that determines right and wrong. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. But God said it's not natural. It's unseemly. Let me go on. Number 8. God condemned the practice of sodomy. Let me read to you. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 6, it says, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly." Here the Bible says that God condemned those cities. Why? Because of the sodomy. He overthrew them. You know, understand something. God overthrowing a city? That's a pretty big deal. Now, you know, sometimes God would overthrow a city and he would use a country, a nation, or an army to do it. He didn't do it this time. He worked straight out of heaven. No middleman. No middleman. God said, and you say, why? It says here, "unto those that after should live ungodly." What's he saying? God said, "I'm taking care of this one. It makes me angry. I condemn it. I will overthrow that city because of its behavior. And I'm going to do it so everybody that lives like that hereafter will remember it makes me mad." That's what God said. Speaking of Sodom and Gomorrah, turning the cities into ashes as an example. Jude, verse number 7 says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." There again, as an example. Let me go on. Number 9. Sodomy is described in many different ways in the Bible. Let me give you some of those descriptions. First, lusting for strange flesh. Lusting for strange flesh. Again, Jude 7. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh." That's one of the ways that God looks at it. It's a strange use of the flesh. It's going after something that's again, it's unseemly. It's not common. It's against nature. Another description. God calls them people of foolish and dark hearts. Romans 1:21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." God said, Sodomites have foolish and dark hearts, dirty hearts. The Bible refers to them as filthy dreamers. Jude 7 and 8, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strained flesh, are set forth in his example, suffering the vengeance of eternal life. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Here the Bible said that Sodomites are filthy dreamers. Of course, it talked about their evil and wicked imaginations earlier. So we see they're referred to as lusting after strange flesh, people of foolish and dark hearts, filthy dreamers. Then it uses the terms defilers of themselves. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10 says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinner, for unholy and profane, for murderers and fathers and murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. So here is another description. They're defilers of themselves. If a man is with a man, he's defiling himself with a man. If a woman is with a woman, she is defiling herself with that woman. They're also called people of vile affections. Romans 1:26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. And even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. They're also considered people who dishonor their own body. Romans 1:24 says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies. Now, this is what we've said so far. I said to you, sad thing is that Sodom had no Bible. But we do. I think we'll give answer to God. Sodomy, number one, is an abomination. Number two, God did not create people to be an abomination to Him. Number three, becoming a sodomite is a process according to Romans chapter 1. Number four, sodomy is wicked and considered by God as a grievous sin. Number five, sodomy makes God angry. Number six, sodomy causes people to not get saved. Number seven, sodomy violates nature. Number eight, God condemned the practice of sodomy. Number nine, sodomy is described in many ways. For instance, lusting of strange flesh, people of foolish and dark hearts. They are called filthy dreamers. They are called defilers of themselves. They're considered people of vile affections. They're people who dishonor their own bodies. Now, let me give you a couple of quick suggestions and we'll be done. I wouldn't be watching all of these television shows that condone sodomy. They are desensitizing you. There's somebody that's sitting out there right now. You're upset with me because you think I'm too strong. And I'll tell you what, Hollywood got you to believing it was okay. It's not okay. I wouldn't be watching it as entertainment. And some of you parents will let your kids watch anything they want on television. If your boy turns out to be a sodomite someday, you might find out that somebody had been indoctrinating him through the television. Secondly, I would vote for conservative politicians. If somebody's got the courage to stand up and say, I'm not for gay marriages, we might want to vote for them. If they get the chance and they're already doing it, they will adopt children. If they're considered a home, if they're considered a union, then they will be given equal rights in regard to the adoption process. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, children are not born sodomites. They'd have to be trained to be sodomites. And if God wanted the world to be full of sodomites, you know, you do understand that sodomites can't reproduce. So they can't build an army. They must recruit an army. Does that make sense to you? Don't watch the sodomite television trash. Vote for conservative politicians that will help us with it. May I recommend that you be personally moral? You be moral. Next, I want to ask you, please, I don't think you ought to physically attack a sodomite. There's a thing called gay bashing where people go around and beat them up and hurt them. I don't think you ought to do that. I think that's wrong. I think that we're supposed to be people of dignity, whether they are or not. And so I think that's wrong. Next, help your boys to be masculine. Help your boys to be masculine. Your boy needs to learn to bounce a basketball. Your boy needs to learn to hit a baseball. Your boy needs to learn to shoot a gun. They just need, you need to do the things that will help your boy to be masculine. And mama, if you're rearing your boy alone, get some help. Get him in the sports programs. Get him around some men. But you need your boy to be masculine. He needs to do something that's hard. He needs to get dirty. He needs to get hurt. Men get hurt because they work hard and they throw themselves into what they do. I haven't heard any griping and complaining. I'm glad that I didn't. We played soccer, rain or shine. Why? We needed some boys to get out there and do what's hard. And to get wet and to be a little bit cold. You say, well, they're all going to die from pneumonia. No, they're not going to die. They're going to be okay. I would rather him be wet when he walks than that he wiggles when he walks. But help your boys to be masculine. May I suggest that you help your girls to be feminine. Teach them feminine things. Teach them to be ladies. And I'm not talking about any man being this mean bruiser that's abusive. He ought to have a balance about him. He ought to know how to be gentle. And I'm not talking about our girls being nothing but cotton balls all the time. A gal's going to have to be tough if she's going to make it in life. But we don't want the girls in our youth department to be able to beat up all of our boys. So the girls ought to be taught to be feminine and pretty and nice and sweet. And the boys ought to be learn to be tough and how to do what's hard. May I recommend that you watch for sodomy being promoted in your children's cartoons and books and in their computer games. You may just want to watch because they are indoctrinating everybody everywhere. I wish that we would do this. I said, don't watch the sodomite television trash. Vote for the conservative politicians. Be personally moral. Don't physically attack a sodomite. Help your boys to be masculine. Help your girls to be feminine. Watch for the sodomy that's being promoted in cartoons and books and computer games. Well, I think we ought to pray for their salvation. If you know a sodomite, let's pray they get saved to get right with God and get straightened out. That's what this church is all about. You say, well, this sin is exceptionally distasteful to me. And your pride is exceptionally distasteful to God. We're all sinners. And if we're not for the grace of God, we'd all be in a mess. But we ought to pray for their salvation is what we ought to do. And there would have been a time years and years and years ago in America, you'd say, well, I don't know of any of them to pray for. But you probably do today. Some relative, some friend, some distant contact. You've seen it. It's out there. It's too bad, huh? It's so prominent in America. May I suggest this? Mothers, be careful that you don't mother the man out of your boy. I said, mothers, don't mother the man out of your boy. And daddies, don't turn your girl into a boy. I think that the Bible's very clear on it. This lessons like these are why we're not on television in the area. But it's what the Bible says. It's what the Bible says. It's what the Bible teaches. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm mad at sin, though. I'm mad at the devil. And I would like to see. I'd really like to see a revival among the sodomites. I'd like to see them get saved. I'd like for America to shut it down and get right with God. But you and I are probably going to have to do our part. And we're going to have to do what's right. And so, lesson number 7, the subject, sodomy. God said in Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly.